CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you as usual by G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find a copy of the script of this broadcast on the RSGB's own website and at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning, it's Sunday the 1st of April 2018, Easter Sunday. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. Apply for a place at Youngsters on the Air. World Amateur Radio Day coming soon. RSGB clarifies AGM issues. Youngsters on the Air 2018 takes place from the 8th to the 15th of August this year in South Africa, hosted by the South African Radio League. Applications are now invited from anyone aged between 15 to 25 to join Team UK and go on this amazing amateur radio adventure. RSGB is also looking for a team leader aged between 18 and 30. The application deadline is the 30th of April. More information as well as an application form at www.rsgb.org/YOTA, that's Y-O-T-A, figures 2018. Every 18th of April, radio amateurs worldwide take to the airwaves in celebration of World Amateur Radio Day. It was on that day in 1925 that the International Amateur Radio Union was formed in Paris. World Amateur Radio Day is the day when IARU member societies can show their capabilities to the public and enjoy global friendship with other amateurs worldwide. It's a great opportunity to put on a local event, so do share details with us. If you're planning something, you can find out more about World Amateur Radio Day on the IARU website, which is www.iaru.org/world-amateur-radio-day.html. The RSGB has been asked to clarify three issues relating to its AGM, which is to be held on the 21st of April in Birmingham. These relate to special resolutions, voting by proxy, and the President's role. Further details can be found on the AGM 2018 calling notice page of the Society's webpage. The clarifications are not changes and do not affect any votes that have already been cast. If you haven't yet voted, please make your voice heard. Details on how to vote electronically or request a paper form are on the same AGM webpage. Deadline for receipt of votes is 23:59 on Thursday the 19th of April 2018. CQScotland.com will be providing free electronic kits for accompanied school-aged children attending the Scottish Electronics and Radio Convention. It takes place at the Brayhead Arena in Glasgow on the 20th of May. A dedicated construction area will be set up and help will be on hand, so children should leave with a fully working project. Alternatively, it can be built at home with a parent. Pre-register your interest now at www.cqscotland.com to receive your free entry tickets and further information. Parents unable to attend may enter a free draw for kits at the event website. The RSGB board has appointed Steve Nichols, G0KYA, as a member of the Nominations Committee. Steve is chairman of the Propagation Studies Committee. The Nominations Committee considers candidates for nominated board director and makes recommendations to the board. Steve replaces John McCulloch, GI4BWM, who stepped down as committee chairman and is no longer eligible to be a member of the Nominations Committee. The RSGB would like to thank John for all his work for the Society. The RSGB assists HFD expeditions to the rarer countries through a fund supported each year from the proceeds of the RSGB convention raffle, as well as income from legacies and donations. The Society is looking to appoint a fifth trustee for the HFD Expedition Fund, who, given the increasing number of applications, will also act as secretary to the group. Applicants should be enthusiastic HFDXs with an interest in DXCC and IOTA. RSGB members who wish to be considered for appointment should contact the RSGB General Manager Steve Thomas, M1ACB, by email to gm.dept@rsgb.org.uk with the details of their amateur radio and other relevant experiences. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week. There are no rallies listed this weekend. Next weekend, the Ripon and District ARS and Surplus Equipment Sale takes place at Hugh Ripley Hall, Ripon in North Yorkshire, HG42PT, Doors open 10 a.m. Contact David Cutter, G3UNA, via email, rally, that's rally, at ripon.org.uk. To get your rally or event information into GB2RS News, Radcom, or their website, email details as soon as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for the DX News compiled from 425 DX News and other sources. Mike, VE7ACN, will be operating portable VE2 from Havre-Aubert Island in the Madeleine Islands group for 1 week from the 2nd of April. This is NA038 for IOTA. A large French de-expedition to St. Brandon Island in the ocean, Indian Ocean should get on the air towards the end of the week in most HF bands and modes. Team members depart Mauritius on the 3rd and 5th of April and will be active as soon as possible. They plan to go QRT by the 17th. The Brazilian group, call sign PR2CI, will be active from Ilha das Cuvas, just west of Rio de Janeiro, and SA071 for IOTA between the 6th and 8th of April. They'll be on 80 to 10 metres SSB, CW and digital. Tony 3D2AG should be starting up from the Pacific island nation of Tuvalu around April the 8th as T2AR for about a week. This is OC015 for IOTA. The Irish DX team in Malawi QRV as 7Q7EI is expected to close down around the 3rd of April. Now for special event news. Special event station news for April did not arrive in time to be included in the printed edition of Radcom, but the information can be found on the RSGB website at tinyurl.com/SES-0418. Today, the 1st of April, marks the 100th anniversary of the formation of the Royal Air Force. Members of RAFARS will be active today from RAF Cosford as GB100 RAF to mark this historic occasion. The Corps will be used at many events during 2008, so there'll be lots of chance to work. For more information, look up RAFARS, that's RAFARS.org. Many other special event stations are on the air today, in some cases all week or all month, marking the celebration of the RAF's founding. One example is GB0RAF, which will be on the air from RAFARS HQ at Barnard Castle, Wolverhampton. GB0WY is a RAFARS special event station on the air today and next Sunday from Royal Air Force Witten in Huntingdon. Starting on the 2nd and running through whole of April, special call sign GB106TBC will be on the air to mark the 106th anniversary of the launch of the Titanic. The opening from Grey Point Fort, the QSL manager is MI0MOD. II4MAR will be on the air throughout April commemorating the Italian scientist Guglielmo Marconi, whose work was so crucial to the hobby we enjoy today. Further details and award regulations, www.arifidenza, that's arifidenza.it. Now for contest news, the UK EICC DXCW contest concludes its 24-hour run at 1200 UTC today, Sunday, using all the contest bands from 3.5 to 28 megs on CW only. The exchange's signal report, serial number and district code, also ending at the same time as the Russian WW multimode contest. Using all modes on the 1.8 to 28 megs bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number, Russian stations also sending their oblast code. Running from 0900 UTC to 1200 UTC today, Sunday the 1st, RSGB first 70 megs contest takes place using all modes on the 4-metre band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The RSGB Rolo 1 contest takes place today from 1900 UTC to 2030 UTC using SSB on the 80-metre band, the exchange's signal report and the locator received. Monday sees the RSGB 80-metre club championships from 0900 UTC to 1200 UTC using CW on the 3.5 megs bands, the exchange of signal report and serial number. Also Monday, the IRTS 70-centimetre counties contest is on the air from 1200 UTC to 1300 using FM or SSB on the 432 megs bands, the exchange of signal report plus serial number, with EI and GI stations also sending their county. Immediately after that, the IRTS 2-metre county contest runs from 1300 UTC to 1500 using FM or SSB on the 144 megs bands. The exchange again is serial number plus signal report plus serial number, with EI and GI stations sending their county. Tuesday's a busy day too, with the 144 megs FMAC taking place from 1800 UTC to 1900 FM only, followed by the 144 megs UKAC from 1900 UTC to 2130. This is all modes on the 2 meter band. The report for both is the same: signal report, serial number, and locator. On Wednesday, it's the UK EICC 80 meter contest. Runs from 1900 UTC to 2000 using SSB only on the 3.5 meg bands. Your exchange is your 4-character locator. Running from 1500 UTC next Saturday to 1500 UTC on Sunday, the SPEAK DX contest uses CW and SSB on all the contest bands 1.8 to 28 megs. Signal report and serial number form the exchange, with SP station sending their province code. Finally, next Sunday sees the UK Microwave Group Low Band Contest 2, which runs from 1000 to 1600 UTC using all modes on the 1.3 gigs to 3.4 gigs bands. The exchange of signal report, serial number, and locator. Now for radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA, and G4BAO. As we move into April, it's time to think about updating the latest smooth sunspot number if you're using a vocap-based propagation prediction program. There are a number of different methods used to smooth or average sunspot numbers, but vocap recommends the adjusted SSN from the Solar Influences Data Centre in Belgium. So we'll settle for an SSN of 8. This tells us that solar activity is very low, and predicted solar flux index of 68 to 70 this week basically says we're likely to continue to have no sunspots at all. Well, that doesn't mean we have no HF propagation. We can expect to see daylight openings up to 18 megs, with occasional openings on 21 as well. It's a little too early for the main sporadic east season, so openings on 12 and 10 metres will be few and far between, but not impossible. This time of year does favour north-south paths for F2 openings on the higher band, so do check 12 and 10 metres. The good news is that NOAA longer-term forecast for next week is for quieter geomagnetic conditions. This often involves crystal ball gazing, as the Solar Dynamics Observatory cannot see round the edge of the sun, but quieter geomagnetic conditions shown by lower K indices could spell better conditions on the HF bands. 80 metres remains a mainly nighttime band, and 40 metres may provide 48 to 24-hour contacts with longer paths open after dark. It may also be a good time to try a new mode such as FT8, which is getting rave reviews for its ability to secure DX contacts with low power and compromise antenna. Now for VHF and up, this week's a rather long-range tropo forecast due to the Easter break and this week's GB2RS deadline having been brought forward. In the ramp to Easter, it's been very unsettled again, so there's a little chance of enhanced tropo. There'll be periods of wet and windy weather and some risk of snow in the north. The Easter weekend, there's a hint of weak high developing over Scotland, which will transfer east over the North Sea. The end result is that the UK is still under low pressure with rain or April showers, and early signs that there may be more significant low developing towards the following weekend, with a chance of severe gales. It's a long way off, but it is a flag to check the forecast carefully as we get closer. And the odd quieter days beforehand, it may be worth checking those mask guys before the end of the second week. So, what modes are options? You can try rain scatter on the microwave bands from April showers, sporadic E on 10 and 6 metres, especially on weak signal digital modes at the end of next week, strong jet streams arrive, but sadly no strong signals for tropo. Moon declination is negative again, and at minimum next Saturday. Apogee is only 7 days away, so losses are high and increasing, and moon windows are shortening. That's it from the propagation team for this week. That's all from me. Until next week.